Have you ever found yourself in the pit of despair? That sounds quite extreme, doesn't it? Have you ever found yourself in a place of absolute desperation? Have you ever found yourself in a place of life where you just feel like you're really boxed in? Like you can't see the woods for the trees? Have you ever been in this place of life where you kind of feel like you've been doing your very, very best, going in a certain direction? Have you ever felt like you've been kind of climbing this mountain in life only to reach the top and discover there's nothing here. This wasn't the right mountain that I actually wanted to climb. Well, many people do this, all right? To be honest with you, it's not until people's desire to change becomes greater than the desire to remain the same that people are going to come for life coaching. And sometimes, because us human beings have a tendency of being a little bit stubborn sometimes, many people will not reach out for help until they reach this pit, this hole of absolute despair and desperation, where they've done their very, very best on their own efforts, all right, without any form of accountability. When people come to life coaching, 9 times out of 10, it's because they have exhausted all other options, all right? So, down in the hole, I want to share with you a little story and then we can maybe just discuss this. I know you're most likely going to be able to relate. I want to just build upon the ideas that I shared in that last clip about the meaning of life, well, the purpose of life. I mean, it's our life's events, isn't it, that we interpret however we will. We assign meaning onto all things all of the time. So whether we are feeling high, whether we're feeling low, is only because of the way in which we have decided things are for us. So, there was a guy. Now, the guy had been in the military for quite a number of years, around about 10 years actually, and he'd done very, very well. He was a very, very good soldier, but one day he decided he wanted to explore pastures new. He wanted to see that grass on the other side of the fence, so he ended up leaving the military and packed his bag and off he went. And this is when he entered the world of civilian life. So as he was walking down the road, he was just looking at things differently than how he'd ever seen them before. He was now a civilian, where he'd previously always defined himself as being a soldier. Now, as he was walking along the road, he wasn't really paying too much attention to where he was going, and he ended up falling into a hole. Now, the hole was kind of so wide, it was so deep. And yes, he was quite a fit young man, but he wasn't quite fit enough. He wasn't superhuman. He just wasn't able to climb his way out of the hole. So he sat there thinking to himself, after, doing his very, very best to get out, he said, "My goodness, what am I going to do?" And he sat there, and a few hours passed. And the afternoon came and he was starting to get a little bit hungry and the rain started to come on and he thought, "My goodness, I'm really going to have to get out of this hole or I'm going to find myself in a bit of a problem here." So he ended up just kind of calling out for help just a little bit, not too much, because he wasn't the kind of person that liked to, demonstrate or expose his weaknesses. And he saw asking for help an expression of personal weakness, so he didn't want to be seen as weak because he was quite a proud man. So here he was now, he realized that he couldn't get out of this hole by himself. So he said, "Help, help, is there anyone out there? I've fallen into a hole and I don't know how to get out. Can anyone help me, please?" And as it happened, there was a counselor just walking down the road. And this counselor, a counselor who was operating in a therapeutic practice, had just finished for the day and just overheard the noise coming from the hole. So the counselor walked up to the hole and said, "Oh my goodness, young man, you've fallen into a hole. Is there something I can do to help you?" And the guy said, "Yes, thank you, I've fallen in this hole. I don't know how to get out. Can you help me get out, please?" And the counselor said, "Yes, absolutely." Started the stopwatch, sat down, and said, "So tell me, young man, how does it feel being in the hole? And let's talk about the relationship that you have with your parents, in particularly your dad." And the guy was down the hole now, and yeah, his attention went away from being down the hole and he focused on the nature of the relationship that he had with his father and all the other destructive relationships in his life. And then he just realized that his life just wasn't where he wanted it to be. And he ended up absolutely devastated after around about 45 minutes looking at his past and pretty much everything that was wrong with his life. And he was sitting there in tears, absolutely crushed. And the counselor's watch started beeping. And she said, "Oh, terribly sorry, that's us done for this week. So listen, if you would like to have another conversation, how about I swing by this time next week and we can have another chat?" And the guy down the hall said, okay, yeah, thanks very much for your help. And then the counsellor walked off and the guy was left down the hall, not any better off than what he was when he first fell into it. So it took him around about 45 minutes just to dust himself off, shake himself down. He stood back up and he started calling out for help. Now, he was getting a little bit desperate because he was stuck in this hole and it was about to get dark. So the local doctor's surgery had just closed and one of the doctors was walking down the road with his suitcase and heard the man down the hole calling out for help. So the doctor approached the hole and said, young man, you've fallen down a hole. Is there anything that I can do to help? And the guy said, yes, doctor, I've fallen down this hole. I don't know how to get out. Can you help me, please? And the doctor said, yes, I've got just a thing for you. Pulled out his notebook, wrote down a few bits and bobs, asked him a few questions, you know, have you injured yourself? Have you got any bruises? Is there any bruising, anything like that? And ended up writing out a prescription, folded it over, dropped it into the hole, and the young guy caught it. I said, what am I supposed to do with this? And the doctor said, listen, if symptoms persist, if you're still in your hole in 3 weeks from now, just come back and see me again, or just call out and I'll come back and see you. And then carried on about his day. So the guy now is down the hole, getting absolutely irate. The local church minister then walked down the road and the guy's screaming out now, help me, I'm stuck down this hole, I don't know how to get out. And the minister looked over the hole and said, oh, young man, my child, you've fallen down this hole. Is there anything that I can do to help you? And the guy said, yes, yes, father, please help me get out of this hole. I've been down here all day and I don't know how to get out. He was now getting pretty irate and quite desperate. And the church minister said, right, let's bow our heads and pray. Oh, Lord God, I just pray you'll help my brother get out of the hole here and just take care of him, bless him, in Jesus' name. And then that was it. And the guy down the hole's looking up and he's saying, what the? And the minister then carried about his day. And this was it. The guy was just about crushed now, all right? So he'd done his best asking for help, all right? He hadn't received anything practical, any practical guidance on how to actually get out the hole. No one had even thrown him a set of stepladders. And he was just about ready for giving up. So he was now sitting down the hole, pretty much whimpering, where one of his old army mates who'd left the army a couple of years before him was walking down the road, munching on some fish and chips, where he looked down the hole and he saw his friend down there. And he says, hey, man, how did you get down there? How long have you been down there for? And he said, well, I just left the army recently and I've fallen in this hole and I don't know how to get out and I'm stuck. Oh, I'm just ready for giving up. I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling sad. I think I'm just going to give up on life. And then his mate jumped in the hole with him. Jumped right down, and the guy who was in the hole stood up and said, what are you doing? Are you stupid? I've been down this hole all day and I don't know how to get out. Now we're both stuck down here. Then his friend said, but listen, I've been down this hole before and I know how to get out. Come, I'll show you. Now, that story can be taken one of a few different ways. You might have found it entertaining, but it's also quite metaphoric, isn't it? Because what I like to see is this story being quite representative of the role that we play as life coaches. You might have heard me say once or twice in the earlier section that we cannot really coach anyone effectively through a stage of life that we ourselves have not already surpassed, if that makes sense. But what I've also said, is that in order to coach someone effectively in life, you don't have to be miles ahead of them. All you ever need to be is one or two steps. So, how do you respond to this story? How do you respond to this idea of the guy down the hole? Well, all I'm really going to urge you to do for the next 5 to 10 minutes is just reflect upon what the hole looks like for you. Was there a season or a stage of your life that you'd really struggled with, that you felt you were just absolutely crushed? You might have been stressed to the max. It might have been a traumatic divorce or the death of a loved one, a death of a child. Perhaps you ended up completely financially broke, destitute. You overcame that one, you've bounced back, and you've lived to tell the tale. Well, this is what qualifies you and gives you your authority to coach other people through exactly the same process. my friends, throughout the rest of this course and through the rest of this section especially, yeah, we're going to now really unpack what it means to be human. We're going to look at how we internalize life, how it is that we process our external events, how our thoughts influence our feelings, how our feelings and emotions impact the decisions and the actions that we take on a day-to-day basis, and ultimately how it is our actions, our choices, that determine the outcomes that we experience on a day-to-day basis, even if these outcomes are ending up in a hole. Remember the idea that I shared, the other idea I shared in the last section, and this is that responsibility breeds empowerment. When we learn how to take greater degrees of responsibility for ourselves, we become automatically empowered to overcome any challenge that life throws our way. And this is what you want to be aspiring to as a life coach. So, now that you're hopefully feeling quite inspired, I look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.